And now, the Goldbergs. Backed by Dr. Cater's advice, Molly's health, and Jake's firm word, Sylvia Allison's father started off to the railroad station to meet the woman he once very nearly married. Her arrival in Lastonbury is the last step in Dr. Cater's treatment of Sylvia Allison. But at the same time, it may lead to changes in Mr. Allison's life, too. Now that Dr. Cater has restored Sammy to calmness and to the family fold, Molly's wondering just what part Esther Miller will play in changing Sylvia Allison from a wild, selfish, egocentric girl to a decent member of human society.
Well, Molly?
Well, what, Jake, dear? Did you speak to Sylvia? She didn't feel like speaking. She didn't want to come down. She didn't feel like speaking, so I can't force her, Jake, dear. How far did you walk, Miss Allison?
I went as far as the turn in the road. And then I let him go to the station alone to meet Miss Miller. Well, I got to do there.
So, that's right. And did he say anything further?
No. Sylvia's his biggest worry.
Well, I'm glad she's not our biggest worry anymore, and I suppose it's just... Please. Enough. I'm too nervous now. Miss Miller will be here momentarily, and I'm too nervous. Please. I don't know what to do now. At the table?
Of course, at the table.
I mean, for Sylvia and Miss Miller all together?
Absolutely. Who don't want to sit on the table won't.
Things should be in momentarily, no?
If it was on time, yes. Well, but are we all sitting and looking at each other, what?
Well, Jack, please don't get nervous also. I don't know, Drake. I'm just sitting and I'm waiting, and for what, I don't know.
For Esther Miller, why don't you know?
For more than Esther Miller, Jack. I'm waiting for what will turn out.
What turns out will depend on her.
I think it all depends on Sylvia. All right, Rosalie, please. Except, for how many? For how many? Use mathematics. For how many? It's difficult. I'm one, Papa's two, you're three, Pamela's four, and Miss Allison is five, and Sylvia's six, and Esther Miller's seven. I think we'll only be six now.
Why six? You don't think Sylvia's going to eat at the same table with Miss Miller?
Hey, Rosalie, please.
Why shouldn't she? Because that would be right and decent. No Dr. Cater or anyone else is ever going to cure Sylvia because there's nothing wrong with her. She's just mean.
Sylvia's changed.
Sure she has, from loving Sammy to loving Dr. Cater.
And I say it all depends on Allison. If he puts his foot down.
All his life, Jake, he kept putting his foot down. And look where he is now. Doors and human hearts are opened with understanding, Jake. Not with feet. Oh, Jake. When you stop to consider, when you stop to think, when out of a day in your life you can take out a few moments to contemplate the lives of people in your vicinity and you see... Oh, mine.
What? All you said was mine.
I mean mine. I mean what each person lives through in one little lifetime. I don't mean kings and I don't mean queens. They're born to carry a world on their shoulders. But I mean the little people. What happens but a person goes through 50 or 60 years of life?
Plenty.
That's why, Jake, it's so wrong when the little joys and pleasures have to be pushed aside and denied. Wrong.
Meaning Allison, Molly, huh?
Meaning Allison included.
And what did he miss?
What did he miss, you can ask? For 15 years he missed simple pleasures of having a home. He missed the simple pleasures of, he missed having a wife. He missed things that 99 people out of 100 have and don't realize. And missing if you realize what 99 people out of 100 forget to realize. It's like having two eyes, Jake, instead of one, like two hands or anything you have and never think of until you lose it. Why, the simple pleasures, Jake, darling, give me the simple pleasures like bread and butter and you can have the lemon chiffon pie. I don't want it. And now at long last, when Allison has the chance to crowd in the time of a few years, the simple pleasures of a lifetime, and now when every moment is like a pearl, every moment from sunrise to the dawn is like a pearl, he has to have another obstacle.
Sylvia is more than an obstacle, Molly. She is a wall around Allison's life.
Oh, walls, Jake. Walls have doors sometimes, and walls have windows sometimes. So maybe,
it's getting late, Ma.
Now, Rosalie, finish your table, and you change your dress,
Ma. What's the matter with this dress?
For me, it's all right, but it's not all right for company.
Anyone that walks into my house dead, darling, I'm very sorry, is not company. I don't consider it company. When I go someplace, and then I'm company and you're company. But when I have to cook, and when I have to stand by the fire, and when I have to do, so I'll put on an apron and I'm dressed up. You go, Jake, darling, change your shirt.
What's wrong with this shirt?
It's striped.
So that this striped?
So I don't like to air the telephone. Let me... Like what, Sylvia?
Don't call, darling. Maybe Dr. Cade and maybe wants to give me instructions what I should say to Sylvia.
I'm surprised it didn't came over to say something. Hello?
Who is it, Mom?
Yes?
Is it Dr. Cade?
Yes?
Who? Who, Mom?
Yes. Telegraph office?
Telegraph office?
What is it?
Yes. Yes. Read it, please. Yes.
Well, what is it, Mom?
But who is it?
Oh, mine.
What's the oh, my?
Oh, mine. Very well.
What's the very well?
Thank you.
So speak, avoid.
She's not coming.
She's not coming?
Oh, Esther Miller.
She's not coming.
Quickly, let us go.
Where?
To the station.
Did she say why?
No, only that she missed the train or something and she'll come some other way or something.
What other way?
Some way, Jake. I don't remember. Something she said very quickly. Let's go to the station before the train comes in and Mr. Allison gets beside
herself. Can I go too, Mark?
And leave Sylvia alone in the house?
So she'll be alone in the house, so what?
So nothing.
So come, Molly, come. Let's go.
Come on, Mark.
Come on.
Did I take a cold?
No, it's all right.
Did I take a hot?
No, let's
Mark.
Go.
Why isn't your hat waiting for coming? Sylvia,
Dr. Cater, please. Hello? Hello, Dr. Cater? No, she hasn't yet. They're all at the station. I don't feel like going up. I have it 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 going up. I have a headache. Well, I just felt like calling. Don't you want me to? I don't want to meet her. I don't have to. I know you did. I heard you. Well, what do I care about my father's happiness or hers? What have they got to do with me? Why is everyone worrying about Esther Miller's happiness? He could have married her 15 years ago. I don't care about them. And I'm not going back to live in a house with a stepmother. Well, I'm old enough to live by myself with people I choose myself. What do you mean? I wanted to call you. I am listening to you. Why can't you talk about me? Why do you always have to be talking about them? Oh, you're not even listening to me. You don't care. You don't. You don't care what I feel. 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 Well, you're all like the rest of them. Do I have to be punished all my life for something I did once? I won't listen. I won't. No.
Live here?
Yes, they do. They're not here now.
They went to the station to meet someone.
I think they went to meet me. I'm Esther Miller.
And so, through an accident, Sylvia is the first to see and meet Esther Miller. What will the daughter of Albert Allison say to the woman who once very nearly was her stepmother? And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Bird. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.